Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As part of a nationwide operation, federal officials have rounded up and arrested 2,900 immigrants with criminal records in all 50 states. 62 of those people were picked up in Massachusetts. The sweep comes as a struggle over how to enforce immigration laws in this state is heating up. Now, three county sheriffs are seeking federal permission to deputize jail staff in order to check the immigration status of people in their lockups. Their move comes after a number of high-profile incidents involving immigrants in the state. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis has the story.
In 2013, if you're arrested and booked in the state of Massachusetts, your fingerprints will be forwarded onto U.S. immigration officials. If you're here illegally, this could get you deported. For a handful of sheriffs in Massachusetts, 2013 can't come fast enough. They want this program called Secure Communities now. But the Federal Immigration Department won't set up individual localities. They say they'll activate the whole state when they're ready. So the sheriffs are seeking another solution. It's something called 287G. Under this long-standing national program, the sheriffs would send their deputies to be trained as immigration agents. The deputies could then check the immigration status of anyone booked into their jails and detain people who are here illegally until the feds can deport them.
There's so many people that are being killed and by these illegal aliens and crimes that are being committed.
Bristol County Sheriff Thomas Hodgson.
That we decided we're going forward and we're going to move this issue so that we can get the resources that we need.
Hodgson and others have mobilized in part because of recent crimes allegedly involving immigrants, especially the case of Nicholas Guaman, an Ecuadorian roofer here illegally, who was charged with vehicular homicide and driving drunk last month in Milford. But just how many immigrants have been involved in vehicular homicides, or whether there's any upward trend of immigrants committing crimes, Sheriff Hodgson couldn't say.
I don't know, but you know what? That isn't what's important to me.
Government agencies don't keep crime statistics based on immigration status. But immigrant advocates say most immigrants are here to work, not commit crimes. Patricia Montes is the executive director of Centro Presente, a Latin American immigrant organization.
I think it's terrible because they are using this case to generalize, to criminalize the entire undocumented immigrant community in Massachusetts, and that is not fair.
Montes says immigrants who've been convicted of serious crimes should be deported, but she opposes plans to automatically share local arrest information with federal immigration officials. She says Secure Communities has cast too wide a net and deported many non-criminals. According to Immigration and Customs Enforcement statistics, in Boston, the only place in the state where the program operates, more than half of the people deported weren't convicted of any crime. That's one reason the city of Boston has requested to get out of the program. The statistics are similar across the country, and that led a Homeland Security Advisory Council this month to say the trend is, quote, undercutting the credibility of Secure Communities. This comment was part of a damning report that's made some question the future of the program. However, some supporters see no problems with it.
They're here illegally.
U.S. Senator Scott Brown says Secure Communities targets lawbreakers.
You're not swept up. You have to perpetrate a crime in order to be part of it and to be put into the system and even tested. And now we have an opportunity to get federal help, and we should take advantage of it.
Brown wrote to Homeland Security yesterday urging Secretary Janet Napolitano to start the program earlier than planned in Massachusetts. Brown blames Governor Deval Patrick for not requesting Secure Communities. He says if Patrick had shown interest in the program, Massachusetts would move to the top of the list. Governor Patrick dismissed the calls for him to implement Secure Communities.
It's very clear to me what they're about. This is about grandstanding and headlines, and they're running for re-election, and that's terrific.
Department of Homeland Security officials say it doesn't matter if Patrick or the state want the program. Assuming Secure Communities continues, the feds will activate it when they have the necessary technology and staff in place. And as for the Massachusetts sheriffs who want their own ability to act as immigration agents through 287G, they'll consider that request. But that scheme has fallen out of favor as the Homeland Security Department puts all its attention on getting Secure Communities up and running nationwide by 2013. For 90.9 WBUR,
I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis at the State House.